morning and welcome to a new year and a new life with heavenly blessings and the lovely Linda Dillon, channel for the Council of Love and author of The New You, Emerging into the Brilliance of Humanity's Heart Consciousness, and myself, Suzanne Maresca. We are so happy to be back on the air at last, and my goodness, today Albert Einstein will be joining us. This will be a first for me, and to have such a conversation, it's just amazing. I have no idea what we'll be covering. I'll venture a guess and say perhaps we'll be discussing the energies and how all of us are being affected, but whatever it is, we'll be awesome. Good morning, Linda, and welcome back.
Oh, good morning, Susie, and thank you. It's wonderful, wonderful, wonderful to be back. And I hope and pray and intend that this is a permanent comeback.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, I wonder if it would be helpful for our listeners to briefly have a conversation about being warriors and that as such we do get hurt sometimes.
Yes, because I think, first of all, I wanted to start by saying thank you to everybody who sent me such loving support and healing energy. For those of you who don't know, I went through a shoulder surgery for a torn rotator cuff November 13th, and it turned out to be far more involved and extensive than either I or the physicians involved, including Saint Germain, expected. Mm-hmm. And so the surgery was more extensive, and the healing process has been sheer hell.
Oh.
Very painful, very challenging, and certainly taking my level of being stubborn and being patient to a new level. I would suggest, I've had lots of challenges, physical challenges in this lifetime, and I would rate this one right up there. But I've also heard from a lot of listeners and readers asking, how on earth could this happen to you? As if yours truly was something special, which I'm not. And as Susie and I have talked about and laughed about, is that one of the things, as you know, I'm a star being, and I spend a great deal of time on my ship, my home, which is the Neptune, but I am here in full embodiment having a human experience. And I have chosen, and as Archangel Gabriel has told me numerous times, that I have insisted on having a full human experience. So this has certainly been a human experience and continues to be. Mm-hmm. You know, I am no different than anybody else insofar as I laugh and cry, I hurt, I grieve, I celebrate. But all of us, especially everyone who is listening to this show, are warriors. We're not just spiritual warriors. We're pathfinders, we're wayshowers, and as warriors in the physical realm, here to transform old reality to Nova Earth, Terra Gaia, Nova being, we do get injured. Mm-hmm. And from time to time, we get slammed. And we have to take time out. And I know over the years, there have been occasions when I've been channeling for somebody, usually where the Divine Mother or Mother Mary has put people on sabbatical, you know, for months at a time. And that's because they've been so diligent and persistent and consistent in their work that they have been worn down, and they simply need time out to heal, to regenerate. And I think that's exactly what's happened to me. Yes, there's a physical injury that probably emanated from emotional, as we know. Nothing's very rarely, if strictly physical. I think this was mental, emotional, and comes from all the frustrations of what's going on in the planet and the presence still of dissonance and chaos, which frustrates us all.
Well,
and so I got time out. And, you know, during this hiatus, which I guess in the scheme of things hasn't been that long, they've reminded me numerous times that when I initially had my awakening, which was many, many years ago, but I had a series. I had my initial car accident with a near-death experience, and that was my grand awakening, as it were. But thereafter, every time I tried to go back to work, I had another accident and then another car accident. So I had three car accidents in the space of 2 years.
Yikes.
And I didn't work for 2 years. I was at home, learning to channel, talking to my unseen friends, and having new adventures. Mm-hmm. So, in a way, I'm really grateful. It's only been a couple of months.
Well, how many times have we heard them say that their boots on the ground, as it were, they need vacation, they need to get off of here because it's not easy here, so why would it be any different for us?
And I think for everybody out there who has physical pain, maladies, challenges, that this is the confirmation to say, of course it's no different. Being here in this transition state is glorious, it's uplifting, it's incredible, it's heartwarming, but it also can be incredibly challenging. So when you have, you know, those challenges that are coming up, the key is what we keep being told is to love ourselves.
Yes.
And to be oh so gentle.
Yes.
To just be soft with ourselves and allow that time out to happen.
Yes, yes indeed. That's good advice. So I'm so amazed that Albert Einstein will be joining us today. Are we going to be doing a meditation to get into this? Or
I think we should do a meditation. Okay. Yes, Albert has made himself present loud and clear this morning.
Uh-huh.
And it's a delight. It's always a delight to channel Albert Einstein, and when he comes, it's always packed with a lot of information and learning. He began last summer during the Joy Conference here at my house to talk about this, the patterning, the very patterning of the universe, and the sense I get is that that's a continuation of this lecture, that's all I can think of it as, that he began with us. But let's get in the mood and begin with a meditation.
Okay, fabulous. Thank you.
So, you know the routine. Let's start by relaxing, by sinking into your chair, the floor, the bed, your car seat, wherever you are. Just feel yourself sinking in, bringing all the energy into your beloved sweetheart, feeling that beautiful tri-flame of your core, the blue diamond, the pink diamond, the gold diamond, of your divine feminine, your divine self, and the divine masculine, all in perfect balance, all in perfect harmony. And Albert has asked us this morning to work with a beautiful ray of black. And black in the material realm is the presence of all rays, all colors. So often black gets a bad rap. So let's begin. Open your crown, open your heart, open your root, and everything in between. And take a deep, deep breath. Inhale as deeply as you possibly can until your solar plexus is out past your chest, and breathe in black. Breathe in the black of the infinite universe, of the deepest void, of deep, rich black velvet. Feel yourself, wrap yourself in this wonderful black velvet shawl. Cocoon yourself. Breathe in obsidian and Apache tears. Black roses, black tulips. And feel the velvet. And as you fill yourself with the infinity of coal, feel that this separation between your internal space and the external space of all is simply dissolving, as if this very thin membrane that we call skin is simply gone. So it is not that you are leaving your physical body, but that standard sensation of separation between you and all energy has disappeared. And in that infinity of all energy, feel all your aspects. All pieces, emanations of your being, past, present, future, surround you, embrace you in love. No matter what has transpired, the kernel and the core of who you are has never changed, and that is love. So feel that support being sent to you gently, like gentle waves of sound surrounding you, infusing you and loving you. Greetings.
Greetings, welcome.
I am Albert Einstein. Thank you. Thank you again for taking time for this old professor and for allowing me, yes, to step forward to discuss such matters of evolution and quantum leaps. Because just as you are completing your journey in your beautiful forms, so I also am continuing my journey, albeit without the body, but that does not really matter, does it? Because energy is energy and it continues. in a variety of forms and in only one form, no matter what. I wish to pick up on ideas and information and truths that I have brought forth for you in previous times. But let us begin at the beginning. All universe, not merely this beloved planet of Earth, of Gaia, but the entire universe, if you can imagine such an enormity, is patterned upon the energy, upon the pattern, upon the essence of the Divine Mother, of what you think of as the Divine Feminine Source. It can only be this way. It is humorous in some ways that so much of what you think of as science, geneticists have spent so much effort and time, as you think of it, trying to determine genetic probabilities and genetic abnormalities, when all they really have to do is to look to the Divine Mother. But it has amused them. It has given deeper understanding to the matrix of this planet and of the universe, by the way. But it is not possible in the construct that the Mother has created initially and eternally for there to be aberrations or what you would think of as departures from this pattern, from her pattern. It is divine perfection. And in that divine perfection, why would you seek to change it? For that would be a waste of time and energy, would it not? Now, in the expression of that pattern, there are countless manifestations. I do not say millions or trillions or billions, because it is far beyond what you can think of as numerical. But within that creation and that creation space, all is still patterned upon the Mother. It is her infinite expression and the conjoined expression from the Mother, Father, One, and that is the expression of love, the energy of love. Now let me digress a little. There are many of you who like to digress. And you say, oh yes, but that is only the Mother of this universe or the God of this universe. That is not what I am referring or speaking of this day. I am speaking about the quintessential essence of what you may think of as Source Godhead. of the all of the divine feminine, conjoined, powered, activated with the masculine. And there is but one pattern. So whether you are in the distant sectors of a distant universe or sitting in the United States of America, the pattern is the same. And it is the same for all beings. Now, why do I wish to emphasize this? Because this, my beloved friends, is the unifying factor of all. There are millions, gazillions, countless expressions, and they are all unified as one. It is peculiar, interesting, that the grandest illusion of your and other planetary systems, especially over what you think of as time, has been the illusion of separation, of isolation. And that, of course, has been fed or triggered by the desire to be unique and special, and thereby found as worthy and loved by the source of which we speak. And in that false desire to be unique, you have created the very essence of what you abhor, which is this illusion of separation, of loneliness. All of this has been created by the false gods of ego, of self-importance. Oh, I know a little about self-importance, but I have also learned, and as an old being, I share with you that there is only love. There is no room for puffed up self-importance, because in the kernel, the fabric, the matrix of who you are, carrying that essence of divine patterning in your unique expression, you are already extraordinary. And as Jesus Ananda has declared, this is a time and a year of extraordinary change. And so what I call upon this day is your extraordinary self to step forward in the acceptance and the surrender and the bringing in expression and forefront action of that uniqueness, of that divine patterning that you have always carried in this and every lifetime. For that kernel has many expressions, but it does not change. This is important for you to understand. For there is also a human tendency to wish to explore either past or present or future, the magnificence of who you have been. Many of you wish to be saints, masters, cohorts of brilliant beings, ascended beings. There is a tendency to ignore or desire to overlook those times when you have been perhaps a more exploring, marauding type, male and female. But it is important that all these pieces and aspects of yourself be included. No, not the darkness or the aberrant behavior, the dissonance or the chaos that you explored at one point or another, for all beings have done everything. But to see in that being the extraordinary light that was underneath and ever present, because it is never not in your realm or ours, a loving gesture to judge. And when you ignore those pieces of yourself or try to pretend to yourself that they do not exist, then what you are doing is truly judging yourself harshly. So it is important to take the strength of all experience, realizing the divinity in those experiences and the growth patterns, and to bring them and to anchor them in your being right now, because they are part of the divine pattern. The expression may have deviated by the exercise of free will, but the pattern was never altered. I want you to understand this. Now, I have said to you, and I repeat, that humanity, after thousands and thousands and thousands of years, is preparing to exhale, just as all existence, all life, in all of its forms, are patterned on the mother. Part of that pattern is breath, and it is the inhale and the exhale. And I have spoken at length on this, and I would refer you to that earlier lecture because I do not wish to bore you. But I do wish to remind you, at the beginning of this phase of extraordinary change by extraordinary people, that you are about to exhale. Now, what does this mean? When you are inhaling, you are bringing in life force. You are literally claiming and ingesting into your very core the energy of that divine pattern of love of the mother. and humanity has been inhaling it mixed with much illusion for a long time. But you cannot inhale without also inhaling the divine pattern of the mother. So even with the mayhem, the chaos, the dissonance, the resistance, the reluctance, you have all been inhaling the Divine Mother. Is that not extraordinary?
It is indeed.
Even to an old man who thinks he has seen much, it is extraordinary. But even more extraordinary is when you exhale. When that energy has merged and conjoined with your sacred self, in the exhale is the blended expression of the creation that you bring forth. Of you with the pattern of the mother into the reality that you exist in. And it is certainly no longer that old third. Now, when you exhale not only into the renewed third dimension of physicality. You are exhaling to the fullness of your planet, of your universe, of the galaxies, of the multiverse, of the omniverse, but you are also exhaling your expression of divinity. And in that, you are sending the Mother, Father's love out throughout, but you are also sending yours. In the exhale, you are sharing the essence of who you are all over this planet. So yes, Suzanne, you are correct when you say that when you exhale or send, that it reaches all corners and has magnificent effect. But this day I wish to take it even further. When you exhale, you are bringing into form consciously and unconsciously. And when I speak of the collective of humanity, not merely preparing to exhale, but commencing to exhale, unified, not in the illusion of separation, of false uniqueness, but in the unity of concerted knowing and wisdom and love. You are taking these very molecules in your own expression and bringing them into what you think of as materiality. Whether it is a concrete building, a revised social structure, a new family paradigm, the anchoring of peace on earth, And what occurs in this process of 7 billion of you exhaling together is the creation of the mother's pattern. It is the creation, the restoration, the resurrection, and the brand new existence of a planet of love. Now does the transition of putting into form take a little time, as you think of it? A little. Just the way it took me a little time to create and to truly understand my formulas. But my formulas were incomplete. And that is why I am so honored to speak to you in this way. You have been breathing in, trying to gain enough life force to create. It has always been there. But now you know it. Now, do you have a question in this matter for me?
I'm very grateful to be having this conversation and very happy that you've come to join us, and it's just a wonderful thing, and welcome. So, would you please speak to the connection between frequency and perception? I've been dancing like a wild woman to the new Coldplay album, and when I do, I feel many around me also dancing like fools. The party has already started. So it occurs to me that as all of our frequencies rise, we'll become more aware of what is currently just out of sight, right here, right now, and that includes understanding our own divinity.
That is correct, and that is why I am choosing to remind you or to speak of this matter of divine patterning and the uniqueness of that patterning in the pattern of one. So, in the pattern of one, in the pattern of the mother, in the inhale-exhale patterning of the universe, the frequency is rising, but within that is all perception. Nothing is hidden. So what is occurring in the exhale, for example, you are using this music as a, what we would say would be a frequency attunement.
Mm-hmm.
You are, the frequency of the music is not merely raising your frequency. What it is doing is matching your frequency.
Mm.
It is a reflection of the unity that is already in existence.
Mm.
And in this exhale, you are dancing, you are singing, and you are perceiving what is really going on.
Mm.
So the veil that so many have referred to, my gosh, that veil is tattered, torn, disappeared, and it gets re-erected time after time. It is quite absurd. It is even absurd from my perspective. So what you are beginning to perceive and experience, it is not merely a perception. It is an existence. It is a life. It is a frequency. It is a breathing. It is an in-out all. And you are seeing what is truly there.
Mm-hmm.
And what is there is everything.
Yeah.
It is not simply getting bits and pieces. I know there are many of you are listening this day and you will say, but I only get little glimpses. And I am saying your frequency is attuning. Allow it to do so. And inside that frequency of who you are is the presence of all reality and the perception that tells you what that reality is. Now, some of you will choose, and I've seen this in my many classes with many of you, you choose to piecemeal. So you say, well, today I will piecemeal and I will perceive everybody dancing like fools together. Because that is the joy that my heart demands today. Others of you will perceive and say, today I will perceive so that I am not overloaded. I will perceive the fairies dancing. Mm-hmm. And perhaps the odd leprechaun. Others of you will see the black holes, the white holes opening, closing, your star family popping through. Because that is what you are prepared and most interested in perceiving. But let me tell you, in the pattern, everything. Can you imagine? Everything is there. Now you translate that. And as one who has very recently been human, you piecemeal that so that it becomes comprehensible.
Mm-hmm.
That in this transition, you can say, oh, I get this piece.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than having the totality of the omniverse upon you and feeling like your various electromagnetic chemical frequencies are being short-circuited. But my friends, my beloved allies, it is all there. So think, feel, that the perception is the input, it is the exhale, it is the manifestation. So the frequency is the life force within. The perception is as you begin to enter into the unity of all. Do you understand what I'm saying?
I do, and I appreciate it, and I love it even. May I ask another question?
Yes.
All right. You spoke before about genetic alterations. So can genetic alterations be reversed? Like for humans, I would guess that anything could be healed. But can GMO foods and crops be erased from the planet?
Yes.
Okay. And is there a way that we can use the breath to, you know, it's very difficult. It's more expensive to eat organic, and certainly we do our very best, but there's times when we are going to eat that stuff, and can we use the breath to mitigate the effects?
You can use it in two ways. One is as you go about, and now I am talking about not merely your breath in, out all day, although you can program it this way, and Saint Germain has done an excellent job, I would say, a violet stellar job of teaching you how to program your breath and everything else in your universe.
Yeah.
But you, when you are working with your sacred breath, and when I say sacred, I mean also your conscious breath, when you are blowing out to the entire planet, then send the breath to the... genetically modified substances, and have them be restored to the fullness of who and what they are, because their core is also divine pattern.
Oh.
So it has been modified the same way as a Hitler or a Genghis Khan was somewhat modified. The food is being modified. But when you breathe into it and you say, restore the original plan, then what you are doing is exactly that. You are restoring the true divine pattern, the divinity of what it truly is. Now, you can do that in a global way, and then when it is food upon your plate, you can also, in the prayer as you begin and bless what you are eating, you may also restore it. Because think of it in this way. These poor substances, regardless of what it is, have been robbed of their divinity. Masked.
Yes.
They want liberation as well. That is why I say, all is in the divine pattern. Whether it is animal, or star being, or planet, or dirt, rock, bird, grain, water, all is patterned on the mother. It is so simple. It is elegant. Yes. I wish I had thought of it.
Might I ask a question about the joining of the masculine and feminine and how that might affect our physiology and experience of physical love?
The joining is sacred. Now think of your own tri-flame. It burns brightly for a reason. And it is the feminine and masculine with your beautiful divine self in balance in the center. That is a reflection of the pattern of one. So it is. Now, when you are even considering, and I know many of you will say, oh, for God's sake, don't take sex away from me. It's all I've got. I know how you feel. But when you are thinking of merging with another, first and foremost, ensure, my dearest friends, my family, that you have conjoined and merged and balanced your own male and female, all aspects of your being. Now, it perhaps goes without saying, but I will say it, that each being tends to, yes, you can be in perfect balance, and I accept that and encourage that. But generally speaking, and do you not hate it when I speak in terms of unity and generalities, but nevertheless I do, there is a general tendency for each being to tend towards either the divine feminine or a divine masculine. And it is not merely determined by gender. But in order to be in balance with yourself, of course you balance and merge with both the feminine and the masculine. And so as you proceed as true Gaians in relationship, in sex, in lovemaking, in true unity, which results in creation, not merely of life, but of all, of everything, then you are merging. So when this is taking place, the masculine, let us be practical, so say it was you, dearest Suzanne. The masculine is embracing your feminine self, which is a composite of the balanced male-female you, but it is an embrace of the true uniqueness, the magnificence of your expression of the pattern. And similarly, you are embracing his.
Yeah.
And this is the reflection of the divine pattern.
Beautiful.
When this is truly in place, there is no rape or abuse or inequity or inequality. It is so beautiful and so deeply gorgeous, reverent, that you would never want to separate.
Exactly. So I have kind of a crazy question then. Maybe it's not really a question, but I just keep feeling that in our education system on this planet, we need to have a sex education that is vastly different than what we have now. Like in ancient cultures, there were people who, you know, a selected member of the tribe that would teach younger men, younger women, you know, how to be and how to please another and be sexual, and there was nothing taboo about it. And so I'm just really hoping that we can have something like this on this planet. We're so far from that right now, it's hard to see.
Well, when your education system, and I use that in the broadest generic, I am not speaking about sitting in some ivory college. So, in the broadest sense, sexuality and the expression of sexuality is honored, but it is so integrated into the honoring of the totality of the person that their sacred gifts, their beauty, their intelligence, their emotional being. You see, what has happened, and I've witnessed this and even been part of it, that, oh, now there's an intelligent boy. And I missed the rest of him.
Oh.
And, oh, there's a beautiful girl or woman. And you missed the rest of them.
Right.
So, what humans, what Gaians, what people, starting at a young age, are remembering is the totality, not the separate entities of a person, but that all deserve equal. Now, children, in fact, at a very early age, get this. They do not separate. And in fact, if you observe children who are not scolded or punished or told to keep their hands out of their pants, the children tend to explore and do not have the feeling of separation of what is beautiful, attractive, stimulating. It is only as they are taught that sexuality is a bad thing. So, in fact, that teaching, that what you are terming education, in fact, is an unteaching. And it is an unteaching of the parents.
Yes. Yes.
All right. So, yes, the understanding of what coming together means starts at a very early age. And that there is a multitude of ways. For not everyone is intended to be embraced the same way.
Right.
But everybody is intended to be acknowledged and seen and loved and honored and cherished as a totality. It is peculiar that the gift of this planet and of many planets is to have in a form, in a humanoid form, the pattern of the mother, the divinity of the mother, in a body, and then ignore the body.
Right.
It is denial in its most basic form.
Yes. Well, Albert Einstein, I am so grateful to have you on the show. We're kind of out of time. Is there anything that you have in closing?
I thank you for allowing me to share my journey on this side and to continue to be your old professor. Go with my love and my deepest respect.
Thank you. Namaste.
Farewell.